Questions not properly answered don't go away. Like, why would a loving God throw good people into hell just because they're not Christians? Join us for the three eternal destinies of man. Okay, so going back to the beginning, we've now painted a pretty amazing picture of eternity. We showed that God has a plan for mankind, and this plan is a lot. It's amazing. It shows that our Father wants life to go on and on for eternity, and He doesn't want any more death, and He wants people. You know, He needs to be expressed, and it actually gives you vision into the eternal purpose that God's people are grow up for. You know, this is vision for why man has to, why there have to be a body of people gathered together that grow. And so if you go back to Revelation 21:3, which we began with, it talks about God's people and it describes them as the bride. And then we talked about even Ephesians 5, you know, which says that I speak a mystery, but I'm speaking when he speaks of the church and the Savior, he's speaking of Messiah and his bride. Mm-hmm. And you want to say more about that?
Well, it describes, so we talked about how that bride is characterized by a people who are together, just like mm-hmm. a human body,
yeah,
and are devoted to keeping his word, like he said yeah. in John 8:51. That those who keep his word will never see death, and they speak his word in love to one another so that they can all grow up to be like him.
Yeah.
And we saw that in the first century was manifested in a tribal life.
Yeah.
Everyone lived together. They shared everything, just like, again, a human body, a place where God's spirit can dwell.
Yeah.
Because a spirit cannot dwell in a dismembered body.
Yeah.
And so going back to Revelation 21, where it talks about that bride or the body, it describes her even more vividly just a few verses later in Revelation 21:9, where it says, this is the clearest place in the Bible where anyone...
The description.
Yes.
Right, of the bride.
It literally says, come here and I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And it says that he was carried away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and shown the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. That's the same wordage that we saw earlier.
Yeah.
Having the glory of God. And her brilliance was like a very costly stone, as a stone of crystal clear jasper. And it had a great and high wall with 12 gates. And at the gates, 12 angels. And names were written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. So the bride is described as a city with gates. So if you want to get inside of a city, you have to go in through one of those gates. And those gates are the 12 tribes. And we see, again, that the early believers, the message they received caused them to come into a tribal life where mm-hmm. they could learn to be a body and live a life of not only obedience as individuals, but encouraging one another to obey the Son of God's words, which most importantly are to love and care for one another, which is expressed in that family-like environment of a tribal life.
Yeah, so the 12 tribes is something our Father's always had in his heart. He's always wanted to gather people into 12 tribes. And if you see Acts 26:7-8, Paul stood before King Agrippa and he said, I'm standing for the hope of the promises made to our forefathers, the promises to which our 12 tribes hope to attain as we earnestly serve God day and night. And so he was identifying himself as part of the 12 tribes and says, for this hopes, King Agrippa, I am being accused by the Jews. So there were these Jews who were persecuting this 12 tribes. So this is a mystery, you know. You don't see this. It's not like plastered everywhere, the identity of God's holy people. It's hidden in Scripture. But why is it so important? why was it so much in our father's heart that he would have a nation of 12 tribes that would bring salvation to the ends of the earth? Even just to add that, Isaiah 49:6 says the gospel will be going out. You know, the salvation would reach the ends of the earth through those who raise up the tribes of Jacob.
So just to be clear, you're saying the New Testament church was 12 tribes.
Yeah, that's right. And it was really a fulfillment of Isaiah 49:6, which says, mm-hmm. It is too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the preserved ones.
I will also give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth.
That's right.
And so this light, I mean, how many people would have described God's people as needing to be a light to the world, bring salvation to the ends of the earth? Many people would, you know, say that God's holy people would fit that description. But how many would say that those same people raise up the tribes of Jacob? But this is the body that we started out talking about a little while ago, the body of people being connected, a gathering of people being connected to one another so we can speak the truth in love. And that's a life of tribal
living, togetherness, tribal devotion, yeah.
So
a kingdom.
Exactly. And so that's what our Father's raising up. And that's why it's not just a trite, meaningless, meaningless tag. It's, there would be a 12 tribe nation raised up on the earth, but it's integrally part of what our Father needs to gather people together to speak the truth in love so that we can grow together, even grow as a witness, as a light mm-hmm. of love, so that people out in the world who are without hope, they could see a light. They didn't just get introduced to a new belief system, but they saw a light. They saw 12 tribes. They saw people living together in unity. And that's going to really draw them out. The light is what draws them out.
They became part of a movement, of a people, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
So this is why there are 12 tribes on the earth again. It's not just a name, but it's a reality that is happening. And in 12 regions across the earth, there are tribes that have been raised up and are continuing to grow. And within each tribe, there's many communities of people who are living that same life of love and devotion that we read about in the book of Acts. And so for all those who are listening, you are invited to come and actually see the life that's being lived out every day. These words have a life and a reality behind them. And this is what we believe with all of our hearts God is doing on the earth. When the Son of God prayed, "May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven," we believe that this has everything to do with the 12 tribes being reestablished and raised up as a light to the world and as a people that can go into eternity to represent God forever and ever.
We hope you're enjoying our conversation as we explore through the pages of the Bible, the three eternal destinies of man.